When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
WBSM presents The Tim Weisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Weisberg Show.
Welcome back in hour number three of the program here on Thursday, here on 50s night day. 50s night day. Yeah, that makes sense. Here on the day that we will celebrate the 1950s in downtown New Bedford. Joe Jesus's 50s night is happening this evening down in downtown New Bedford. And we will have your 50s music beginning at 3 p.m. on WBSM. 99.5 FM, 1420 AM, WBSM.com, and the WBSM app. All of our methods of hitting your ear holes will be playing 50s music from 3 to midnight. A variety of different types of hits from 3 to 10, and then from 10 to midnight, all of the slow songs for the backseat music. Brought to you by Market Basket, Leech Auto Body, Elite Auto Detailing, Empire Ford of Fall River in New Bedford, and Advanced Financial Group. So if you frequent any of those businesses, thank them for supporting 50s Night here on WBSM, making it so that we can play all this 50s music. And we'll be down there right in front of Family Dollar on Purchase Street. So come on by and say hello. Also, thanks to Chrissy in New Bedford, who said the car place that we were trying to talk about, Scotty and I, is Pelletier Audio. Pelletier Auto, rather. Got 50s music in the brain, thinking audio. No, Pelletier Auto. Thank you for that. We will, of course, keep playing some 50s music throughout this hour as well, coming back from breaks, to help you get ready. I don't know if Chris will. You know, he's got his own playlist that he plays each day. But you also know he plays a lot of Elvis, so I'm sure he'll be right in the spirit of 50s night this evening. So we were talking earlier about last night's Ordnance Committee meeting, in which the main focus was supposed to be a recall provision. But also as part of that, there was some discussion and a housekeeping matter, as Mayor Mitchell put it, about what to do in the absence of a mayor, if the mayor is to leave office for whatever reason, when the charter only calls for what to do in year one and year two, because when it was written, it was a 2-year mayoral term. Now it's a 4-year mayoral term, and there's nothing to clarify about what happens in year three and four. So they're looking to get something on that. There were questions that came up from the council, in my opinion, that might have been making it a little bit more muddled than it needed to be. And then when it came to the recall provision, the councilors who spoke were all against the idea of being able to be recalled. So we can get more into that. There was another item on the agenda too, but Councillor Maria Giesta, Ward 2 Councillor Maria Giesta, asked to table that because some of her invited guests to speak on the matter weren't able to make it. Plus it was like 9 o'clock, 9:10 by the time they got to this agenda item anyway. But it was about the commercial vehicles, campers, RVs, that are being parked on city streets in the near North End. And not just there either. In the South End and other places where parking is tight and people are parking commercial vehicles and large vehicles, which is actually against the current city ordinance. I mean, I drive down some of these streets and I see buses parked on the side of the road. Like, why would you take up four parking spaces? But anyway, that got tabled for a future discussion, in case you were wondering about that item. But the majority of the night was spent on the mayoral vacancy issue and the recall provision. And I think it's a little disingenuous now for the councilors to say, well, we shouldn't be subject to a recall. We only serve 2-year terms. This shouldn't apply to us. When some citizens attempted to get a recall provision solely for the councilors, the discussion point then was, well, you can't just have it for us. You have to have it for everybody. Okay, well, we came back with one for everybody. Oh, yeah, but that shouldn't apply to us. It can't be both ways. Now, Councillor Morad's point in her comments last night were, if they want to make it for everybody, then everybody should have the same length of term. Either the school committee and the mayor should serve 2-year terms, too, or they should make the council term 4 years. And I guess if you have to put in a home rule petition to try to put in the recall provision, this would be the time to put that in there. But do you want to see city councilors get a 4-year term? I mean, I know I could also ask the question, do you want to see the mayor and the school committee go to 2-year terms? But the people already voted on the mayoral term being 4 years. And I know that some of the councilors like to play the math game and say, well, but yeah, but look at how many people came out to vote in that election and look at how thinly it passed. And so is it really fair to say that there was, the most of New Bedford wanted the 4-year term, or is it just that's who came out to vote? Well, then I could ask the same question about how each and every single one of you have been elected. Because would you have been elected if 10% more people came out to vote? Would you have been elected if more people came out to vote and the margin of victory for your opponent was high? Like, you can't play that game with something that you don't like and then expect that it can't be turned around on you. The people voted. The mayor has a 4-year term. No matter what pettiness you keep throwing into every conversation that comes up about anything to do with the mayor, it's not going back to a 2-year term. Not unless the same grassroots effort starts like last time, where, you know, people organize, they get the signatures, they go through the process, and the people vote on it. And then when people vote on it, whoever comes out to vote and whatever margin of victory they have, that's still the answer. There's no asterisks next to the winner of an election. Anyway, would you be willing to see the council go to a 4-year position if it meant that there was a recall provision? Or do you think that there should be a recall provision and they should stay at 2 years? Thankfully, New Bedford has not been in a position where they felt like they needed to recall somebody. At least not in recent years. I know that there have been issues in the past, and there was no recall provision. But at least in the current climate, this is being discussed as a charter change and not as a necessity. But I just think that this is a pretty common sense thing that is going to delve into nonsense as a way to try to quash it. That if you keep hammering it with enough questions, and they were coming up with some really obscure and very unlikely scenarios to ask the question of what would happen in this instance. And granted, you should ask those questions. You want, if you're going to make a change, you should have it be foolproof. But they were also really trying to come up with a lot of scenarios, which it's like, okay, but if you do that, that's going to cover that. If you do that, that's going to cover that. You don't need to keep coming up with, you know, it should be a more broad-based solution, not thinking of every potentiality. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're on WBSM.
Good morning. I think the city council is looking for any excuse under the sun not to go for a recall. To put that on there. You know, you can give them everything they want, but they're still going to come up with it, with another reason why not. So it's a joke. You know, if you can't see that, you know, that they're just, you know, playing these little childish games, that's fine. And the last thing I want to see them is gone 4 years. I feel personally they've been there too long. To me, everybody gets two bites at the apple. And I go and vote, but I'll never vote the same people back in again after they've had two turns. I need change. You keep the same people in, you have the same stale old ideas. And that's why we don't grow. That's why the city doesn't move forward. You have the same people saying the same story, so nothing changes. That's the problem, I feel.
Yeah. I mean, and I guess, you know, to your point about them, you know, just worrying about themselves, if you think you're doing a good enough job, you wouldn't have a fear of a recall provision.
Yeah, they refuse to do it. I mean, if they were really good leaders, they would put it in there and just let it go, you know. But it's all right for them to say, well, this one's going to do it. I mean, I'm still a little perturbed. If they're still doing video conferencing, I feel that they're taking that the ability for the people to show up at their meetings away from them. So they're becoming more and more disconnected from the citizens of New Bedford by doing these little stunts. And this is just another example why they have to go.
I mean, if you ask me, I have an issue with the room that they hold the meetings in to begin with. You know, I think it should be done in a larger room with more seating, auditorium style, like other towns and places do.
No, they're just, it's all a control issue, and that's what they're doing. And what gets me is all of them are drinking the Kool-Aid. You know, there's no pushback from any of them. What are they afraid of? Why are they so afraid of the people that elect them? If they think they're the greatest thing, they got a lot of supporters, then be out here. Be out in the open. Don't be hiding in the shadows.
Absolutely. All right, I got to hold you there, but thank you for the call. You have a good day. And let's go to another call here. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Tim, it's Gilly Sapiolas. Can I add something to what you were talking about?
Yes.
I called before. You know, when they were voting, when they were getting signatures for the 4-year term for the mayor, right, I refused to sign it because I said the next thing they're going to do is the city council is going to want a 4-year term. I said that back then. So I didn't vote for the 4-year term. I voted for the 2-year term. Okay, that's the thing that gets me. And the gentleman before me said what they're afraid of. They're not afraid of anybody except Linda Morad. She controls that. That's what I'm trying to tell people for a long time. That's why she's the one that started all this last night. And everybody didn't want to speak up.
Yeah, that's no, she dominated the conversation for sure.
Yes, she's the one that's the cancer in that thing. It's now, yeah, he's going to hit home. You know what I mean? So that's what's going on here.
All right.
It's they want to protect their keisters.
Thank you for the call.
Okay, bye-bye.
And if you want to call in and chime in, 508-996-0500. You can also send app chat messages and open line voicemails on the WBSM app. I'm sure Chris will talk more about this coming up during South Coast Now at 9 a.m. But you watch the meeting. You can watch it on the city council website under the archives. You can watch the video there. And I was sitting there taking notes, and I was like, I'll write a story about this and, you know, update people on it. But there's nothing to tell you about it. There's no news that came out of it. There was just, you know, there were questions, yes, and questions that should be addressed, but a lot of it was just bogged down in unnecessary minutia. Like, I was yelling at my computer, and I've got nothing against Ryan Pereira, who chairs the ordinance committee, but they spent 15 minutes talking about they needed a definition for the term members of the city council in order to determine, like, who they could put in as an acting mayor if they needed to. Like, who is a member of the city council? What does that mean? It means a currently elected city councilor. It doesn't mean, as Shane Burgo asked, and I don't know why he asked this question, unless he just felt like it had to be on the record for people that were too dumb to understand what it meant. But he asked about, well, does that mean that we can pick anybody who's over 18 to serve? No. You can pick somebody from amongst yourselves. And if that person gets voted out when they're not the acting, well, if they get voted out while they're acting mayor, they get voted out of their council position, then yes, they have to no longer be the acting mayor because they were there by virtue of their position in the city council. You know, on the city council, you can't have the acting mayor role. You want to change that to say they can complete the acting mayor term because they're already the person in there? You can make that change, but it makes sense the way that they're describing it. I wasn't getting confused like apparently the city councilors were about it. Anyway, 508-996-0500. Let me take another call here. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Hey, Tim. How are you this morning?
Good. How are you?
Not bad. I think that the roles are different between the mayor and the city council. So, in the city council, they represent wards, and I understand the mayor represents the whole city, but in the wards can change the makeup, meaning if 10,000 people moved into the city in a particular ward or 5,000, the wards can change. So I think the two-year term is fine. Going to a four-year term for city council, I think, would be a mistake. And I don't really have a problem with the four-year term for the mayor because he's in more of an executive role than the city council. They're really different animals altogether. So this whole idea of from dog catcher to mayor, everybody should be on 4 years, it's kind of a dumb, it's not really thinking it out. It's just an emotional reaction to what's going on. The other thing is, I think that in all the elected positions, there should, in all government in the United States, there should be recall ability because you don't know who you're electing. I mean, the average, I don't know the personality of people that I'm electing, but then something could change. Like there was a city council or a school committee member a couple of years ago that seemed normal, but then turned into a lunatic at every meeting and was sort of, made things not effective for government. And it's like, that's not what you're there for. You're there to work with people to make things effective. And if you decide to be your own firebrand and just be off in a corner by yourself and you know, throw a tantrum, that's a person that should be recalled, you know?
Let me ask you this then. If you're for the city council keeping a 2 year term, would you be for them having the potential to be recalled then?
I kind of feel that recall should be built into the process across the board because, again, I think that you don't know what you're going to get. And then, you know, I think everybody knows who these council people are. I think that recall should be just a mechanism. It's a difficult mechanism to activate, but people are going to do it because if there's some really dramatic issue, I would think. I mean, we saw it happen in Fall River. And I think that to some extent that was warranted, but happened twice, I guess, at Fall River. But anyway, so yeah, that's my 2 cents.
All right. Thank you for the call. Have a great day.
You bet.
And we will take more calls coming up. But right now, I've got to take a break. 508-996-0500. app chat, open line voicemails on the WBSM app. We'll be right back. Stars appear and the shadows fall. And of course, you'll hear plenty of Buddy Holly tonight during our big 50s night playlist starting at 3 p.m. 3 p.m. to midnight right here on WBSM to get you all covered in 50s music before, during, and after the downtown event, Joe Jesus' 50s night. And hope to see you all out there. Thanks again to our sponsors, Elite Auto Detailing, Market Basket, Leach Auto Body, Empire Ford of Fall River in New Bedford, and Advanced Financial Group. Right now, it is time to go into the newsroom and get all the top stories of the day from Phil Devitt.
J.D. Vance accepts the VP nomination. President Biden tests positive for COVID, and NASA prepares for the end of the International Space Station.
From the WBSM Newsroom, this is WBSM News.
Ohio Senator J.D. Vance took the floor at the Republican National Convention as Donald Trump's VP pick. Vance officially accepted the nomination Wednesday night.
And I'm overwhelmed with gratitude to say I officially accept your nomination to be Vice President of the United States of America.
The nation's first millennial party nominee formally introduced himself to the voting public, touching on his humble beginnings, his journey to become an Ohio senator, and now VP nominee. Delegates and guests at the RNC talking about how much they enjoyed Vance's acceptance speech. John from Alaska says he connected well with ordinary Americans.
Come from a working class background. He's from the heartland of America. He's just fantastic. He's pulling stuff up by his bootstraps.
John says he likes Vance because he provides a younger perspective on politics. The Ohio Republican senator is 39 years old. Tonight is the last night of the Republican National Convention, and it's going to be all about Donald Trump. The former president set to take the stage in Milwaukee to formally accept the GOP nomination for the White House. It'll be the first time he addresses the nation since surviving an attempt on his life Saturday at a rally in Pennsylvania. Tonight's theme is Make America Great Once Again. The Homeland Security Inspector General will investigate the Secret Service handling of security at that rally. President Biden has tested positive for COVID-19. The White House says Biden tested positive following an event in Las Vegas. He was not feeling well yesterday. He was forced to cancel an afternoon speech before a Latino civil rights and advocacy group, and the president is said to be experiencing mild symptoms. New York is under a state of emergency after tornadoes and strong storms tore up the state. Thousands were left without power after the storm. Cleanup mode now, but more severe weather in the forecast for the coming days. The U.S. Navy is clearing over 250 black sailors of wrongdoing in connection with an explosion that occurred 80 years ago. Tammy Trujillo with details.
The Navy concluded that the black sailors were unfairly punished. In 1944, an explosion at the Port Chicago Naval Weapons Station near San Francisco resulted in the deaths of 320 people, primarily black sailors and civilians. Following the explosion, surviving black sailors were tasked with cleaning up the blast site, including human remains, while white officers were granted time off. Additionally, black sailors faced punishments that affected their ability to receive honorable discharges, despite many of them returning to work at the port and serving throughout World War II. A group of 50 black sailors who refused to work at the port again were collectively tried on charges of conspiracy to commit mutiny, convicted, and sent to prison. I'm Tammy Trujillo.
And NASA is planning for life after the International Space Station. Associate Administrator for Space Operations Ken Bowersock says, despite many successful missions and experiments, time is not on its side.
But 25 years is a long time, and we're getting to the point where we need to think about what comes after ISS.
NASA is contracting with SpaceX to develop a deorbit vehicle to bring the ISS down gently into the ocean when its lifespan ends in 2030. NASA plans to transition to using private companies to operate space stations.
WBSM Sports.
Red Sox kicking off the second half of the season on Friday night when they visit the Los Angeles Dodgers on the West Coast.
Now your ABC 6 South Coast forecast.
Showers and clouds this morning, but this is our big change in the weather pattern. Those showers and clouds clear out throughout the day, and we get drier, more comfortable conditions by the late afternoon, even some sunshine. Not a bad treat, especially paired with the mid-80s, as opposed to the upper 80s and 90s like we've had. But it gets even better overnight for those of you who are sick of the heat and humidity. Overnight, we're going to get clear and dry and very comfortable with temperatures in the mid-60s. Tomorrow, an A-plus Friday with plenty of sun, dry conditions, and highs in the low 80s. From the ABC 6 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Christina Schallhoop on New Bedford's News Talk Station, 1420 WBSM.
I'm Phil Devitt for WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's News Talk Station, WBSM, and get all of our content and breaking news alerts with the WBSM app.
Event happening this Saturday, and they're going to be bringing in multiple brands. There's going to be all kinds of stuff for you to try, and you may walk away with something that's a new favorite. And whenever they do these tasting events, anything that they're offering the tasting of, you can purchase at 10% off that day. I was just reading the Stevie's post to see if they gave any details out about what's coming their way from Dark Arts, but there's no secrets revealed yet, so I won't reveal them yet either. But they'll let me know as soon as I can start talking about it, and you'll be very excited for it. But again, this Saturday is the summer tasting, 1 to 4 at Stevie's Wine and Spirits, 115 Huddleston Avenue in Fairhaven, and be sure to follow them on social media, on Instagram and Facebook. I'm going to take a break here. We'll be back in just a few moments. Stay tuned.
I pray my prayer is to linger with you.
And no Twin Peaks fan can hear that song without getting a shiver down their spine. If you've watched The Return, a.k.a. Season 3, you know what I'm talking about. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Good morning, my friend. In regard to this recall petition or possible and the status of it, I've really thought about this a lot lately. When I was in junior high school, history and geography were like my aces, no matter whatever. I did straight A's all the way through. And even my sophomore year, I was taking U.S. History Advanced, a college level course at Fairhaven. I think it, for common sense reasons, if it's going to happen, write it in a way that's going to be separate, like an A, a B, or a C. Every elected position across the board, school committee, city council, assessors, and then as far as implementing it, because of the way the numbers will have to stagger, is literally do a good old-fashioned drawing out of a hat in front of witnesses, like a public meeting, if it's going to happen. Otherwise, it's really not fair if certain levels of the government have it and certain don't. So to have it just exclusive for the mayor, I don't think it's right. I've really thought about this a lot in the last year. And go to get a good constitutional law lawyer, even though it's going to cost a bit, to make sure it's done right the first time.
Well, do you think that the council term needs to change if there's a recall for them?
That's what I mean. Everyone across the board. City council, school committee, assessors.
Well, assessors, they
all four.
They can't change the term of the assessors. That's state mandated.
Okay, I didn't know that. Okay.
So it should be a 4-year term for the councilor to have this recall. But if it doesn't go to a 4-year term, would you be opposed to there being a recall for a 2-year term?
No. To make it equally fair across the board. Yep.
All right. Well,
absolutely.
I have to agree with you on that.
And hey, tonight, are you going to do an impromptu twist competition and get like one member of each of the different musical acts there to be a judge?
The twist was the 60s. I got to keep it 50s.
Oh.
But
wait a minute. Chuck Berry? I thought they came out of the 50s.
No, Chubby Checker.
I mean, Chubby Checker, I thought it was late 50s.
I believe it was 61.
I think it was like 58,
well, 59. I know it came out twice. So they brought it out, yes. And it was kind of a mild hit, and then they brought it out, and then it was a mega hit.
Right. because so many of the greats did their version of it. But yeah, Chubby Checker was the original first one. Yeah.
Well, you know, I think, you know, if that's the way, if that's the dance that you got to do, then that's the dance you got to do. Just, you know, dance. Mm-hmm. So I guess, yeah, the original one by Hank Ballard came out in 58, but nobody really.
There you go.
Nobody really knew that song. And then Chubby Checker came out with it in 60, and then they released it again in 62.
There you go. I knew it was 57 or 58. My uncle was 84, so he remembered it. That was his.
And you may remember,
my uncle.
I would say you may remember the sequel song, "Let's Twist Again."
Yes,
but do you remember the 19
last summer?
Do you remember the 1980s one when Chubby Checker and the Fat Boys did the twist together?
Yep.
That was a fun one.
That was pretty good. Now my uncle Johnny and my mom, Joe Jesus's family and my mom's family grew up across from each other in the hallway. Down on Bevel Avenue, Coffin Avenue. And so that's how far back we go. So it definitely means the world to me. And I'll be there tonight to bug you as always.
I will see you there.
Bye-bye.
All right, have a good day. And we will, of course, see all of you down there. We'll be outside of Family Dollar on Purchase Street, so come by and visit. It is, of course, Joe Jesus' 50s night. And the reason why, you know, some people have been commenting on social media, why do they do it on a Thursday? Why not do it on a Friday or Saturday when people don't have to go to work the next day? And you'll hear Joe talk about that tonight. We have some clips of Joe talking about 50s night that we splice into the playlist there. And so you get to hear from Joe every year now when we have the 50s night broadcast. But he explains that on Thursday nights, that's when everybody went downtown. That's when everybody got in their car. They waxed up their car. They dressed up in some of their best clothes. And they went cruising downtown. And that's where everybody met up. Because on Thursday or Friday, people will go off to different directions. They might go out of town. They might go to, you know, the drive-in theater, which was what? Back in those days, I think Dartmouth had one. Fairhaven had one. I don't know if New Bedford did. You know, they might go to that. They might go to, you know, a sock hop somewhere. But then Thursday nights was the night everybody went downtown. That's why Joe always wanted to be on Thursdays. And he selected the third Thursday in July. And so that's what the 50s Night Committee looks to do each year now. Thankfully, it looks like the weather will hold out and we'll be able to do it tonight and keep that spirit alive. Going to take my final break of the morning. We'll be back in just a few.
If you're a facilities manager at a warehouse and your HVAC system goes down, it can turn up the heat, literally. But don't sweat it. Grainger has you covered. Grainger offers over a million industrial-grade products for all your operations, including warehouse HVAC maintenance. And even better, they offer access to experts and fast delivery, so you and your warehouse can both keep your cool. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.